This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
So we move on now to Surah Al-A'raf. In Surah Al-A'raf, there is another parable to be reflected on, inshallah, wherein Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا. And mention to them, O Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the great story of the one whom we granted our verses to, and he separated himself from them. فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانُ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْغَاوِينَ. And so as a result, Satan pursued him, chased after him, and that man became of the deviant. وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَرَفَعْنَاهُ بِهَا. And had we wanted, we would have elevated this man with it, with the scripture that we gave him. وَلَكِنَّهُ أَخْلَدَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. But the unfortunate situation of this man was that he clung to the earth, meaning he clung to the worldly life. وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ. And he gave in to his base desires, his lowly appetites. فَمَثَلُهُ كَمَثَلِ الْكَلْبِ إِن تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْهِ يَلْهَثْ أَوْ تَتْرُكُهُ يَلْهَثْ. And so his example is like the example of the dog. If you chase him away, he pants. And if you leave him alone, he still pants. Tongue out, panting for air, right? ذَلِكَ مَثَلُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. And then Allah defines the parable straight away. And he says, this is the example of those, not him, those who disbelieve in our verses. فَقُصُصِ الْقَصَصَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. So recall these stories to them, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so they may continue to reflect on them. It is very difficult to pick what we're going to talk about in this parable. It is huge. But you know, the scholars sometimes mention that this is the example of a corrupt scholar from the previous nations. And of course, that is clearly what it is referring to. But to limit it to that could render it almost irrelevant for us. Like, I'm not a scholar, it has nothing to do with me. Alhamdulillah, I'm not that guy, right? However, this is not just about the scholar. Of course, it's a big deal if it's a scholar, because the biggest thing he feared for us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was al-imma al-mudilloon, corrupt religious leaders. However, this is less likely among the scholars than it is among the regular people, because the more ayat, the more ahadith you have, just in terms of ratios, the closer to guidance you will be, right? And so this is about every person that has knowledge, and his knowledge separates from his actions. This is the more operative way to read this. The twins of faith are knowledge and actions. And of course, you will always have more knowledge than you act upon, because it's easy just to listen and learn than to actually live and practice. But if you allow the gap between your knowledge and your actions to widen too much, your faith is broken. Your certainty is fractured. That is the idea. And he said, recall to him the story, to them the story of the one we gave our verses to, and they drifted away from them. You know, it says, فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا. سَلَخَ means to skin something away from something. And subhanAllah, remember we said you're not supposed to hold on to the Qur'an, you're supposed to tie yourself to the Qur'an. Now this picture is telling you the Qur'an is supposed to be your flesh and your blood and flowing through your veins. It's not even tied to you, it flows through you even. And so he skinned himself away, and that also is a scary thing, because they said skinning happens slowly. It's a slow process when you're skinning an animal, right? So likewise, this person at the end disbelieved in our verses, it happened slowly. That is what, you know, Ibrahim al-Taymi rahimahullah would refer to when he said, مَا عَرَضْتُ قَوْلِي عَلَىٰ عَمَلِي إِلَّا خَشِيتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مُكَذِّبًا. نَسْأَلُ اللَّهُ الْعَافِيَةِ. Every time I measure up my statements, meaning things I know, against my actions, my practice, I become afraid that maybe I actually don't believe anymore. Because like, how big does the gap need to be for you to just be honest with yourself and say you don't believe in it, or else you would have practiced it, right? So that is the idea. He slowly drifted, this person. And then it says Shaitan chased after him once he did that. And this is like, you know, your skin protects you, right? He skinned himself away. It's almost like that was when the Shaitan smelled blood. Because the skin is peeled now. And so the Shaitan, which is the wolf of the human being, didn't the Prophet ﷺ say, stick to the community because the wolf eats the stray sheep? He means Shaitan is the wolf of humanity, right? And so it was when he skinned himself, when he separated himself, that's when Shaitan chased after him. And he became deviant. And then Allah Azza wa Jal said, and if we wished, we would have elevated him with it, with what? With our scripture. But it's not favoritism, it's not random. He explains, he says, but he chose to insist pretending like he's immortal. He clung to the earth. Keep accumulating and piling on and accepting worldly offers at the expense of your profile with Allah. That's what he did. And so his example became what? Like the helpless dog, like the parched dog, right? Panting, reminding us that he missed out on this world before the hereafter. It's an all or none sale, right? You miss out on this world before the next when you let go of your religious commitment. As Abdullah al-Mubarak, rahimahullah, used to say, masakinu ahli dunya, the poor, you know, he feels bad. These poor people that are attached to this world, they exit it without knowing the sweetest thing in it. They said, what's that? He said, it is knowing Allah Azza wa Jal, experiencing nearness to Allah Azza wa Jal. Because, you know, you collect from this world with what money can buy, but this is the one thing money can't buy, right? And so he's panting, a lost cause. You know, there's a few quick things I want to mention here in the last 3 minutes. The first of them, if we wished, we would have elevated him with it. He went down. He went from human to living the life of an animal. Allah Azza wa Jal, whenever he gives you fear, he always gives you hope as well, right? He said he could have been above human, not beneath human. He doesn't say we could have kept him there. He says if we would have elevated him with it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said he can do that to the human being. And that is the story of humanity. And I always love striking this sort of hierarchy for people. Allah Azza wa Jal gave the animals desire and no intellect, right? And he gave the angels, right, intellect and no desires. And then he gave you desires and the intellect. So if you give in to your desires, you become like the animal, rather worse, because you are more equipped. And if you rein in your desires, not remove them, but restrain them, you become superior to the angels in the hereafter. We would have lifted him with these verses. This is like revealed reason. Allah gave you revelation to refine your reason and intellect further. This is the first thing. The second thing is, the scholar said that Allah raising you with his verses happens in this world as well. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, when he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَضَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ, Allah lifts with this book many people and demotes others because of it, because of them neglecting it. The great Indian scholar, Mullah Ali al-Qari, rahimahullah, he says, and we even saw this in this world. Look at the early generations of Islam, the people that did not have religious knowledge, but they had royal ancestry from big name tribes, they were forgotten in their ignorance. And the people that committed themselves to Allah's book, they became the light posts, and they became the lamps and the lighthouses for the ummah. He said, and that is why you see the leaders of the ummah, meaning the scholars in the early periods, were the majority of them were actually from what? He said, were freed slaves from the slave class. Overnight, because of their commitment to the Quran, Allah put them at the top of society, subhanAllah. And the last thing is, in this final minute, alhamdulillah, I've kept today, another hope here. He peeled himself, and that is when Shaitan chased, right? He smelled the blood, if you will. That's my explanation. We're extending the metaphor. Allah is telling you that Shaitan will not always see you, notice you, chase you. You know, he's invisible. You don't see him, right? But if you are close to his book, even outside of Ramadan, you will be invisible to him. You will be immune to him. He only got hopeful to chase after this man drifted. So there is so much hope here. Allah has set you up to be even transcending your human capacity in the hereafter, greater than the angels, And Allah has also set you up to be immune even beyond this month of Ramadan to your greatest enemy, the shaitan. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam wa sallallahu sallam wa baraka nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.